Bud Nalak, County Executive Director of the United Way. Got that all turned around. But Amber Killoway is joining us this morning. And so is Heather Larson as well. Ladies, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks so much, Bob. We are thank so you. Thankful to be on.
Definitely cobble-jobbed your title there, Amber. But
oh, that's okay, Bob. You know who I am.
That's right.
I know you know.
United Way campaign is underway, and we're going to hear about one of the events that is coming up that is being promoted. But how do you want to start this, Amber? You want to give us a little introduction here?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have Heather Larson, who is our Fond du Lac County Y-Scream Program Coordinator, which is 1 year into its official relationship, fiscal agent support with United Way. Y-Scream is a program partner of a longstanding program partner of United Way. I think we were one of the first financial supporters of the Y-Scream program. So I'm going to have Heather just talk a little bit about what Y-Scream does, and then we'll go into the event that's happening at the Fond du Lac High School next Wednesday, the 24th. So yeah, go ahead, Heather. Tell folks a little bit about what Y-Scream does.
Hi. Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I'm here to support Fond du Lac Area Y-Screen. We're a free, confidential, emotional health screening program for teens with focus on 7th and 9th graders. And we partner with local schools and also take referrals from parents, doctors, and community members looking to catch concerns like stress, anxiety, or depression and connect students to resources. And more recently, we've been dabbling more into also offering community education to the public. So today we're really excited to talk about an event that we have coming up at the high school.
How come you guys don't offer it to 8th graders? I had to ask.
Well, actually, Bob, I'm glad you asked that. There is actually some evidence that says offering it to 7th graders is a best practice. So that's something that the advisory board mm-hmm. and subject matter experts are looking at. And perhaps that's coming down the pipeline because that we know early intervention can save a life, Bob. Certainly we know that younger children are thinking about suicide and have actually taken their lives as young as 12 years old in Fond du Lac County. So early intervention can save lives. So more to come on that.
So Heather, how did you get involved in this program?
Well, basically I finished up my degree at Marion and in psychology, and I was just really interested in getting involved in mental health. And a friend of mine connected me with Amber, where they are looking for a coordinator, and it just kind of fell in my lap and ended up being something I've become really passionate about supporting and advocating for.
Yeah. Any personal experiences related to what you decided to do?
I would say, yeah. I guess through personal life struggles and also having, a teenager of my own and seeing him go through struggles and wondering how I as a parent can help him and wondering what I guess you could call normal behavior and what would qualify as something that might need more counseling and assistance that I can't give him. And I think that Y-Screen does a great job at offering that to parents. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amber,
well said.
You were going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say well said. And we are so fortunate to have Sharon Stoffel and Lori Shetter on staff as our screeners with the mental health expertise. And I'll tell you, they've really taken Heather under their wing, and she has just grown in her advocacy and her passion for this work. So we're extremely fortunate to have her on. So it was a natural fit when we, the way this kind of came about, Bob, I'll talk a little bit now about the suicide by sextortion event that we're hosting at the Fond du Lac High School next Wednesday, the 24th, starting at 6 p.m. I actually actually saw a post. I tend to follow a lot of neighboring counties, either their United Way pages or maybe like their health department, you know, law enforcement, et cetera. And I had seen a post that the sheriff's department out of Dodge County had made about in March about a presentation that John DeMay was going to be making about his son, Jordan, who was 17 years old when he died by suicide in Michigan, upper Michigan. And I said, golly, we've got to get our team over there to hear a little bit about it. And an organization in Dodge County, a mental health program in Dodge County was hosting it. So we weren't able to, unfortunately, connect a number of folks to that program, but we had it on our radar. We then reached out to that nonprofit organization and said, can we connect with John DeMay ourselves? We run a program, and in Fond du Lac County, Bob, for a number of years, we've had higher than national and state rates of suicide, particularly within our youth population, which is why Y-Screen came about 20 years ago, okay? And unfortunately, Bob, due to a number of youth suicides in the last, I'd say, 3 weeks, we are now above that national average for youth suicides in Fond du Lac County. So the timing of this presentation is sad, but it's actually perfect because we need parents and caregivers and loved ones and teachers and counselors and anyone that has access, the general public in general, that has access to young people to know that kids are hurting and that they need to have a supportive resource. So John DeMay is going to be coming to our community on the 24th. We'll be at the high school. And again, this is open to everyone in Fond du Lac County and beyond. If you're listening in, you know, Waupun, Dodge County, Green Lake County, I know they're sharing it at their school districts. We want to pack that PAC, which holds, it's one of the biggest, you know, auditoriums in Fond du Lac County. So it is in support of our law enforcement. So our city police department, our mental health providers will have a number of tables, mental health tables that'll be there. Y-Screen will be there. Our sheriff's department will be there. And John will be telling the story about how in a matter of 6 hours, a photo was sent by perpetrators to his girlfriend. And within 6 hours, he had died by suicide. I won't share anything else, Bob, because that is his story to tell. But please, please come out on the 24th. Learn how you can save a life. I'll also mention on behalf of the United Way and Y-Screen that September, and that is one of the reasons we held it in September, but also back to school. September is National Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. So our goal is obviously to educate the community and to save a life. It is simple as that, Bob.
So what are the hours for the event? Amber or Heather?
Heather, do you want to just reaffirm the hours?
Yes. So the event is set to take place next Wednesday. It's September 24th at the Fond du Lac PAC. 6 o'clock is the event start time. However, we have a bunch of local resources coming out about a half hour before that. We have A-STOP, Solution Center, Fondi Cares, United for Diversity, who's going to be talking about Challenge Day. So 5:30 is the start time of all of that, and it should end at 8 o'clock.
All right. Is there an admission fee or is it free?
No, this is open and to the public. There is absolutely no cost. We just want people to be there. We want people to take in the information. And again, I'll also mention that 988 is our designated suicide hotline in our country. It is available 24/7, much like dialing 911. So please, if you know anybody in need, if you yourself are in need, please reach out to 988.
So if parents attend to this, are they going to be able to hear some tips on what to look for? Because kids awful hard. They do a fantastic job of hiding their feelings. So.
Go ahead, Heather.
No, I'm really glad that you asked that question because we did too. And that's why we invited the Fond du Lac Police Department and the Sheriff's Department to also come down and take place in this event. They'll be doing a panel discussion at the end, and we will be talking about what to look for, trends that they're seeing locally. All of that will be wrapped up in there as well.
What I will tell you, Bob, is that as we were preparing for this, we've been planning this for a few months now, as we were talking about it, talking to the sheriff's department. Sextortion is one of the very first things that they explore as an option if they're able to, you know, recover the phone and any, you know, laptops and other electronic devices, because they know it is so pervasive, and they know that it is so prevalent, particularly within our young boys. And we'll let the sheriff's department and the police department tell a little bit about what they have been trained on and what is becoming more and more of a challenge. You will also hear John's story and his family's story about how they went through the justice system on a federal and then international level, because the perpetrators that extorted his son did not live in the United States. Some did, but many did not.
Okay. We have to wrap things up. Anything else that our listeners should know? Amber?
Again, yes, just being that this is our weekly United Way spot, I just want to remind listeners that Y-Screen is a program-funded partner of United Way. We've been in support of Y-Screen for about 20 years now. Please, we encourage everyone to come out. Yes, it is being held in the city of Fond du Lac simply because the PAC has a large space, but we welcome anybody throughout our county, listeners in Ripon, Dodge County, Green Lake County, any surrounding or municipalities. Please come out and listen to John's story. He wants his son Jordan's life to live on, and if he can save even one life in that auditorium, his time is well spent, and even educating parents and caregivers. So thank you for this opportunity, Bob.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Amber, Heather, thank you both for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.
As Amber Killowey of the Fond du Lac County United Way, and also Heather Larson of the Y-Screen program. We do appreciate them joining us this morning.